Mark Isaacs is building condominiums in downtown Louisville that will use only energy from the sun and earth.
The eight tubes above our head are the geothermal heating and cooling.
The building is still just a shell of studs and wires, but soon, energy tapped from underground thermal sources will circulate water through those tubes, high-tech awnings will appear over windows to collect solar heat for power, and extra insulation will be packed between double walls to keep the condos energy efficient. But 3 years ago, Isaac says he struggled to find people who knew how to build like this. He even sent some of his team to school.
Over the past 3 years, we've developed internal expertise where not only do we know how to size and install the geothermal heat pumps, it's been a three-year process of developing a skill set and getting very comfortable with that.
It may seem as though putting some solar panels on your house, for example, or paying a contractor to do it wouldn't be so tough. And technically, it isn't. But Kentucky Solar Partnership's Andy McDonald says there are other problems.
One of the barriers historically has been that there's not been a lot of installers, not a lot of professionals who are trained. But another barrier has been that the market hasn't been really strong. And part of that is because the cost of electricity and natural gas has been historically very cheap. But that's changing.
McDonald says there aren't a lot of trained professionals because there's not a lot of training.
Apart from the workshops that we offer, North Carolina offers regular workshops. Otherwise, you might have to go to Wisconsin or Colorado or Florida.
And if you do learn how to install, say, a solar water heating system or a wind energy turbine, in this state, you may struggle to find customers. Jeremy Coxon runs Southern Indiana-based Sun Wind Power Systems.
We work in two states, Indiana and Kentucky, and we do that basically to stay in business. And so we have to travel quite a bit for our jobs. And a lot of other contractors are doing the same thing.
Coxon says that lots of new renewable energy contractors have gotten into the business over the last couple of years, but they're still competing for few customers. Why? Coxon says part of the reason might be the lack of tax incentives for homeowners who install systems. But he says those incentives aren't always the right way to fuel the market. Take, for example, the Garden State.
What happened in New Jersey was some really fantastic incentives. A bunch of installers came into the market. A lot of people installed systems, and then the incentives basically dried up at the end of last year. There's no market left, so these companies are laying off and going out of business.
So Kentucky's renewable energy, green-collar workforce faces a conundrum. Risk getting into the business now while the market isn't so hot, or wait for the state legislature to introduce some lasting incentives that might spur business? Architect and green builder Mark Isaacs thinks incentives could help, but so could developments of a larger scale.
I think if we rely on the market to grow at what I'm going to call a mom-and-pop kind of scale and level, we're going to be waiting a long time.
Whatever the scale, renewable energy projects will need trained workers who may or may not be available. The green labor shortage has caught Washington's attention. The 2007 energy bill establishes a renewable energy worker training program and gives grants to states to develop them. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.